Mail call from the United States of America. Here's mail call. One big package of hearts and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you ought to hear. An answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, in answer to your special request, we include greetings to the fighting men from the state of Iowa. And standing here at the microphone, ready to speed this Hawkeye State salute on its way, is a gentleman, a scholar, and a groaner, Bing Crosby.
Oh, I'm back on my trip, and I'm leaving today, because I'm taking a trip to California way. I'm going to settle down and never more roam. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sun set in. Cause I've decided where you truly, really ought to be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm facing Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He'll make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country, reaching forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Thank you, and hi, you men, especially you lads from out where the tall corn grows. I hope I open and hit you where it'll do the most good, because next to Rudy, San Fernando is my favorite valley.
Oh, pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me just a second, Bing. May
okay.
I interrupt?
Why, certainly, you good, big, beautiful Don Wilson.
Mm.
What's the flag in your Don, boy?
Well, Bing, I thought perhaps you misunderstood just a little. You see, this program is supposed to be a salute to the fighting men from the state of Iowa.
That's.
Mm-hmm. But, Bing, you started singing a song about San Fernando Valley here in Southern California.
Yeah, Donald, most of the people I know in the valley They came from Iowa originally, so I thought I'd start there and gradually work east toward the Middle West. Stopping at Long Beach and does that clarify things, John?
That fixes everything up,
Ben. Oh, you're welcome. Now, men, here's the Santa Anita OTC band conducted by your friend and my friend, the mighty Skinny Ennis, playing I've Got a Date with an Angel. Date with an angel, got to meet seven. Got a date with an angel, I'm on my way to heaven. So love will be sad me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. When all the bells ring out, and the fires ring out, when the pearly gates ring out, I'll be beckoning to me. I've been waiting a lifetime. But it's even seven. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. I've been waiting a lifetime for the sweet seven. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. Skinny, that was really something. Now, fellas, going from the splendid to the sublime, it becomes my very pleasant duty to present a lovely screen star that you've heard from on many Armed Forces radio shows, a gal whose charm and beauty always make the heart beat a little faster. Meet Dottie L'Amour.
And hello, fellas, and thanks, Ben, for that lovely introduction.
Oh, I never have a word of it, Buffy. You know, I've always wanted to meet you.
Meet me? We've been working together for years.
I mean, after this.
Why, Lilith, how can you say that? We've been out together many times.
Yeah, but always with hope. What a play. What a play. Just being with you without old Snoop butting in all the time.
Now, Ben, I don't think it's fair of you to knock Bob's nose. Many a time you and I have run under it to get out of the rain.
That's the only skin awning in town, you know that? But outside of rainy days, what good is that boy?
Well, he's a great performer. You've got to admit that Bob is an actor, first, last, and always.
Is that?
I said Bob's an actor, first, last, and always.
He's a ham baked boiled or fried. Actor. I don't know how you can chew up all that scenery without salt and pepper.
Why, Ben, I believe you're jealous.
Not me. I haven't got a jealous bone in my manly body. Anyhow, Dottie, enough of our personal problems for now. What's about a song?
Well, and I'd like to dedicate my number to Marine Lieutenant Charlie Hancock and all of the patients at the United States Navy Base Hospital Number 3.
That's very nice. Sing, you beautiful thing. Hide your heart and sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen. And die
wish it could happen.
But right now, it'll be number one next spring. And I'm sure the few lads out there will enjoy knowing that you heard it on anybody's air for the first time. Now, you men from Iowa, we've got a special greeting to you in the form of another brand new song. This one was written especially for mail call. This newborn ditty, with the daddies, has been christened Iowa. And the composer hails from good old Mason City, so he should know his Iowa. Fellas, meet Major Meredith Wilson, the Armed Forces Radio. Major, may I tell you that I laid a log or two on this round delay of yours at rehearsal. I must say, it's a pretty dreamy ballad.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Ben. And I can't think of anyone I'd rather have introduce it. Unless maybe Bob Hope.
Introduce it or embalm it?
No kidding, Bing. I've thought for some time that I should have a song of its own.
Naturally.
Yes, and this mail call seemed as good a time as any to write one.
And happy we are that you did, Mabe.
Thank you.
Shall I knock at once?
Pay due.
I away, that's how they sing it in the tall corn song. Other people call it Iowa, and they're both just a little bit wrong. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's the robin in the willow. It's the postmaster's friendly hello. Iowa, what a beautiful name. You'll remember it wherever you roam. It's the sumac in September. It's the squeak of your shoes in the snow. It's the Sunday school and the old river bend. Songs on the porch after dark. It's the corner store and a penny to spend. You and your girl in the park. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and a memory of love. Long ago. Picnic ground and the whippoorwill call, acorns and dew on the lawn. It's the county fair and the odd fellows call, meeting the circus at dawn. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's a promise for tomorrow and the memory of long, long ago. Iowa, what a beautiful name. When you say it like we say it back home.
Nice going, Mr. C. That was a mighty fine send-off to a mighty fine number.
Thank you, Bill. Say, I finished. Even, too. Wound up even. Now, how about you and me giving out with the scene from the little road opera that we're working on now, huh?
You mean the road to Utopia?
That I do, girl. And I thought maybe we could do a bit of a love scene for the boys.
But how can we do a love scene without Bob Hope?
Oh, Hope again. Can't you forget that Cleveland pool hustler for a minute? Please, Dottie, this is the first time we've ever been alone.
All right, my impetuous juvenile.
Juvenile, thank you.
Put your arms around me and hold me tight.
Yes. Alone with L'Amour.
Pappy, I met that woman.
Professor Colonna. Colonna, what are you doing here?
My master sent me. I never think of that fellow's name.
Well, his name is Hope. Well, why did he send you?
To protect his interests, namely his own personal love boat, Dorothy L'Amour.
Now, don't worry, Professor. I can handle Crosby.
That's just what Hope's afraid of.
Just what capacity are you here in, Colonna?
Have you heard of G2?
That's military intelligence.
Ah, yeah, yes, but I am an ASP.
ASP?
A school pigeon.
Oh, Colonna. Do you have to always do what Hope tells you?
Well, he's a master. I must do his bidding.
But why?
He beats me. I'm at my own master.
Well, there's nothing for Hope to get excited about. Dottie and I happen to be together tonight because we're doing a broadcast to the fighting men from the state of Iowa.
Iowa? Why, I was an old Indian scout in Iowa. Pulling bull, they used to call me.
You were? Yes?
Hey, my army.
Did you ever have any encounters with unfriendly tribes?
Many. One morning, I saw some feathers lurking behind a bush. I picked up my trusty musket to scare them out and blasted away at the feathers.
And what came out?
Sally Rand and four wild turkeys.
You fired at Sally Rand?
Liveliest dance he ever did.
Now listen, Colonna. Oh, Shrub Mug is ready tonight, isn't he? Listen, Colonna, Dottie and I are going to do a scene from the Road to Utopia, and I'll let you play Hope's part if you won't tell him that I'm going to make love to Dorothy. Next second, Jimmy Bracken?
Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that I bite the hand that smacks me in the pit?
Yes.
It's a deal.
Good. Now you're Bob Hope, Colonna.
It's a very comical fellow.
Who, Hope?
No, Colonna.
Hello, little gal. What you doing out here in the frozen waves?
I'm breaking in a new spirit sarong. I came to tell you, boys, there's a big dance tonight at Nauseous Nate.
How big it is. I want the first dance with you, Lou.
Okay, but be sure to take your snowshoes off. I want to dance close.
Well, you ought to dance with Hope. There's nobody closer than here, Mike.
You kind of like me, don't you, girl?
Yes, sir, Bill Crosby. I'm down on you.
What about me?
I'll go.
Go chase a dolphin.
Well, come on, Sergeant. Let's hop in the dog sled and mess on down in Northwest Nate.
That's not a dog sled, girl. I got my race horses pulling it.
It's still a dog sled.
All of it can be. I'm the dog every morning the little town. So glory in the sunshine and a rebel in the town. I love life. I want to be.
Hold the phone. There's been a nasty accident.
Thank you, Jerry Colonna. That was really wonderful. And in case there's some real music lovers listening, I think we better have Dottie Lemoore with the quick antidote. And she's singing Something to Remember You By. And due to an emergency, I'll help out. Everybody's singing tonight. Everybody's singing.
Comes time now for a bit of hats off to you Hawkeyes. This here state of Iowa is really the tall corn country. But there's nothing corny about a lot of wonderful things that go on thereabouts. Simple but sort of terrific things. Plows cutting through some of the best earth that God ever laid down flat. Timothy and prairie grass and clover. A lot of good people who smile and mean it. There are in cities with names that you hear and can't forget. Keokuk, Comanche, Fort Madison, Wapello, Council Bluffs, West Liberty. Rivers with names that make music when you roll them off your tongue. The Big Sioux, the Vermilion, the Miskatonka, the Cedar, the Wapsipinicon. And Iowa plunked down in the center of 48 indivisible states as a state motto, a hunk of talk that goes for all of us. Four little big words. Our liberties we prize.
That's it, fellows. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Bing Crosby, Walter Lemoore, Derek Colonna, Major Meredith Wilson, Master Sergeant Skinny Ennis,
The OPC band and your truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... Mail call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service. A journal goes to Bruce. The GI Journal again, your radio newspaper of the AEF, the paper that prints all your contributions. Men, you all know that horse racing is called the sport of kings. Well, here's a man whose horses serve as the king's jesters. Your editor-in-chief, Bing Crosby. Hiya, men.
Hi.
See you later, Harry, about the king's jesters. And may I say, men, that I'm glad to be charge of quarters on the old GI Journal again. This is your five-star final, and standing by are your five-star reporters. There's lovely Linda Darnell, who could fill out anybody's PO. Editing your letters is to the editor. And our special guest columnist, Hedda Hopper. Also Ransom Sherman, our Muses from the Muses poetry editor. Arthur Q. Bryan and Mel Blanc, Harry Mitchell, and of course, our star outside reporter, Andy Devine. You ought to be calling in here with a big story any second. Hello, this is Crosby.
And guess who this is?
Those sounds could only emanate from a rock crusher or Andy Devine. You look like a little bit of both. Oil your bearings, Gravel, and tell me, where are you?
Over in the darkest jungle with some troops.
Artillery?
No infantry.
Andy, I frankly don't believe that you're anywhere near a jungle.
You don't? Well, listen.
I found you.
No, I found you.
No, I found you.
No, I found you.
Who was that?
Stanley and Livingston.
Oh, that Andy. Got an esophagus like an armadillo. Glancing over the type forms before it's too late, we find a musical heading for Corporal Frank Miles and the fellows at APO 727. John Scott, start to shoo. Shoo, baby. Shoo, shoo, baby. Bye, bye, baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Bye, bye, baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of these. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now, so he can be sweet to you another day. Bye bye, baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo shoo, baby. Your Papa's off to the seven seas. Thank you.